Okay, let's begin on Sechas Avodah Zarah. The Mishnah begins, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph, Lifnei Edein Shalgan, before their aid of non-Jews. Wait, what's an aid? An aid is a derogatory term that Chazal used to refer to non-Jewish holidays. So before their non-Jewish holidays, before their holidays of non-Jews, now, not just any non-Jew, we're talking about non-Jews who worship Avodah Zarah. So before non-Jewish holidays, before idolatrous or pagan holidays, Shloshi Yomim, 3 days, in other words, 3 days before their holiday, Asur Laseis V'Laseis Imahem, it is prohibited to do Masa Umata. That word Laseis is from Lashon of Masa, of Nesia, of carrying. Laseis is to give or to put. That's the same, that's the verb form of Laseis V'Laseis would be Masa Umata. Masa Umata is business, is transaction. So it's prohibited to engage in business with them. Why is it us to engage in business with Goyim within 3 days of their holiday? And so this is because we're nervous that if the guy makes a really good business deal with this Jew, he's going to go and give thanks to his Avodah Zarah. Okay, so wait a second. So what's the problem with that? The problem with that is that the same way that a Jew is not allowed to say the name of an Avodah Zarah, it is also usher for him to result in the name of that Avodah Zarah being said. And so by you engaging in business with this guy shortly before his pagan holiday, what's on his mind right now is the holiday. And so if something good happens, he's going to go right ahead, and when he gets to that holiday, he's going to march into the temple and give a tremendous thanks to his Avodah Zarah. And he's going to declare the name of that Avodah Zarah. And that's the problem over here. Now, what else is Asur to do within 3 days of a pagan holiday? Lahash ilan vilish ol mehen. Well, she'ela is from a lashon of borrowing, right? So lish ol means to borrow, but what's lahash ilan? So that's the hey in the front makes it, it's causative, right? It means that you're causing someone to borrow. What does it mean to cause someone to borrow? It means that you're lending them something. So lahash ilan vilish ol mehen, it is Asur to lend them or to borrow from them. What are you lending them or borrowing from them? You're lending them or borrowing from them items. Not money, but items. It could be animals, it could be utensils, whatever it is. You're not allowed to lend them or borrow from them. Lehalvosan vilvosman. Now these words also. Lilvos is from a lashon of halva. Halva is a loan. So right? Lilvos is to borrow. Lehalvos is to cause to borrow or to lend. So lehalvosan is to lend them or to borrow from them. Lilvosman, to borrow from them. Wait a second. So what are you lending rather than? So halva is referring to a loan of money. So you're not allowed to lend them money or borrow money from them. Lefaran vili paramehan. You're not allowed to. Lefaran is to pay them back a debt, or liparmehan is to collect from them a debt. Wait a second. So let's go in order over here. What's the issue with all of these cases? So we said you're not allowed to do business with them because they might have a business deal with you that's so good that they're going to be in such an elated state that they're going to go give thanks to their Avodah Zarah. Okay, but what about lending them things? Okay, so lending them things also, whether you're lending them money or lending them items, so those are also problematic because they're going to be happy that they have more stuff, more money. But what about borrowing from them? Why is it that borrowing from them items or borrowing money from them is a problem? So that's because they're thrilled that the Jew is dependent upon them. They're happy about that. And so that's what's going to, that's even though right now they have, you know, fewer dollars in their bank account, but they're happy that the Jew is dependent upon them. And okay, so wait a second. So what about paying back a debt or collecting a debt? So paying a debt, I can understand. That's a problem because they're going to be happy. And what about collecting a debt? So why is that a problem? So that's also apparently a problem because that causes simcha. Somehow that causes simcha to the guy that he's going to be so happy about paying off this debt that he's going to give thanks to his Avodah Zarah. So Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, actually no, in Ephron Mehen, you can collect the debt from them, Mibnei Shuhu Meitzolo, because it's distressful for him, it causes him pain. So Amr Lo, the Chum said back to, they said to him, they said back to Rabbi Yehuda, the Chum said back to Rabbi Yehuda, Avo Bishu Meitzohu Achshav, even though it's distressful for him for right now, Sameach Hula Achrisman, he is going to be happy afterwards. In other words, by the time he gets to the holiday, he's just going to be so thrilled that he got rid of this debt, that he paid off his big debt to the Jew. So he's going to go give thanks to his Avodah Zarah. Okay, so what do we say in this Mishnah, just to summarize briefly, to speak it out? We said that within 3 days of a non-Jewish holiday, it is prohibited to do certain things with Goyim that are going to cause them to be so happy that they're going to give thanks to their Avodah Zarah and declare the name of their Avodah Zarah. What are they? So we said, Masa Umatan is Asur. It's Asur to do business with them. It's Asur to lend them or borrow from them items. It's Asur to lend them or borrow from them money. It's Asur to collect the debt, or it's Asur to pay back debt. but only according to the Chachamim. According to Rabbi Yehuda says, actually, no, you are allowed to collect debt from them, because that's not a very pleasant experience to have to pay up a debt. And so that's not going to generate simcha, that's going to cause them to give thanks to their Avodah Zarah. The Chachamim say, no, L'maisa, even though it's distressful to have to pay off a debt, but the fact of the matter is, by the time they get to the holiday itself, they're going to be happy to have this debt wiped clean. Okay.